Well, U.S. President Donald Trump says Saudi Arabia will not survive without Washington's backing.
We protect Saudi Arabia. Would you say they're rich? And I love the king, King Solomon, but I said, King, we're protecting you. You might not be there for 2 weeks without us. You have to pay for your military.
Trump's remarks followed a conversation between him and the Saudi monarch on Saturday. Trump discussed with King Salman efforts to maintain supplies to ensure oil market stability as crude prices are rising. Riyadh, which is the world's top oil exporter and the largest OPEC producer, has been criticized by Trump for high petroleum prices. Trump said in his UN General Assembly speech in New York last month that OPEC members were, quote, ripping off the rest of the world. Let's cross over to Washington, D.C., joined by Mr. Michael Springman, former U.S. diplomat in Saudi Arabia. Thanks so much for being with us, Michael. Interesting comments and your take on what the U.S. president has said about Saudi Arabia.
Well, he's repeating the same campaign rally statements that he made in West Virginia over the weekend, saying that Saudi Arabia is its military is dependent on the United States, when I think it's the other way around. With $110 billion in sales to Saudi Arabia for weapons, the United States is dependent on Saudi Arabia. When I was in the kingdom, admittedly, a good many years ago, the story amongst the expatriates was that if Saudi Arabia was going to collapse, and most likely would, it wouldn't be this year or the next year, but it would be in the near future. And I think without American support, as Trump says, Saudi Arabia would collapse. I think he's right in that. But I think he's doing this more as a campaign speech to show how tough he is on the Saudis and other countries, just as he did earlier in the year, talking about Europe and how the United States was being taken advantage of by the Europeans. In some ways, you can see this as a kind of a protection racket. If you want help from the United States, you have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And the Saudis pay for it in weapons sales, which they use against Yemen.
How much of this, though, this comment appears like a slap in the face, I would think, for the Saudi regime, that the American president is talking to them in this way and basically saying, you are nothing without us.
Oh, exactly right. And then Trump is peeved now that with the elections coming up in mid-November, gasoline prices are rising because of his sanctions against Iran, and he doesn't think that there is enough production coming out to lower prices, because Americans are very sensitive to the political consequences of higher gasoline prices for the huge cars with their poor fuel efficiency. And I think he sees this coming, and he figures some tough talk and slapping the Saudis around will go over well with the American electorate. Whether that will happen, I don't know. I think it's useless to speculate. But I think Trump seems to be doing everything in his power to antagonize people both at home and abroad for a little gain.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Washington, D.C. Former U.S. diplomat in Saudi Arabia, Mr. Michael Springman.